This week's federal budget impasse between Democrats and Republicans has been labeled the Harry and Barry shutdown show after Harry Reid and Barack Barry Obama, the government shutdown's two main instigators. It's a new phrase, and I hope it sticks. We also have at least one brand new word added to the English language, barricade, spelled with a Y instead of an I. Barricade is defined as 1. A barrier, usually temporary, that exists for no reason, or 2. A barrier erected for political reasons. Referring, of course, to Obama's attempt, motivated by little more than spite in his childish temperament, to block entry to various national monuments and parks over the last few days. The term Harry and Barry shutdown show and the new word barricade were both invented by conservatives, obviously. I've always been fascinated by the derivation of words and the way meanings change over time. One thing I've noticed is that conservatives tend to invent new expressions for purposes of honest communication, whereas liberals tend to twist existing definitions. Instead of letting meanings evolve slowly and naturally, liberals force new meanings immediately so they can deceive people. I've written about this before, back in January of 2011, in a column titled The Power of Words. In that column, I concentrated on two examples, the perfectly accurate and previously acceptable phrase illegal alien, which the Associated Press stylebook now outlaws in favor of misleading phrases, and the word martyr, which journalists use daily to incorrectly describe Muslim suicide bombers. Those two forced changes in the language were not intended to facilitate honest communication. Just the opposite. They were intended to deceive, to disguise the nature of America's foreign invaders, in the one case, and to elevate the suicidal murder of innocent civilians to some warped version of virtue in the other case. There are too many examples of this. Twisted liberal redefinitions pollute discussions of most of the important issues of our time. The word marriage being used to describe homosexual relationships for the first time in human history is probably the perfect example. Redefining words to achieve political goals you can't achieve honestly, like homosexuals have done, is a dangerous habit. It's dangerous because it damages our ability to communicate with each other, and communication is the foundation of civilization. A homosexual couple yelling, "This is a marriage," while a conservative yells back, "No, it is not a marriage," doesn't solve anything. It just creates bitterness and rage on both sides. They're using the same word, you see, the word marriage, but the word no longer has a dependable meaning. The federal government shutdown this week displayed some other twisted words, and I wonder if those twisted words are the reason Washington, D.C. appears so dysfunctional. Republicans and Democrats seem utterly incapable of communicating. Maybe, just maybe, it's because they no longer share a common language. For instance, the current impasse is centered on the issue of Obamacare, which liberals insist upon calling health insurance. It's maddening for someone like me, someone who loves words, to hear news pundits and journalists spouting the word insurance hundreds of times every day in reference to a government program that is obviously not insurance. Insurance is when you purchase ahead of time a guarantee of payments to help cover the cost of a catastrophe that might happen later. That's the definition of the word insurance. But Obamacare lets Americans buy coverage after the catastrophe happens. Whatever Obamacare is, and however we might feel about its desirability, it is not insurance. Can we all just agree on that, so we can have an intelligent discussion about it, please? Here's another twisted definition, also involving Obamacare. Federal bureaucrats have concocted a scheme to make it look like Obamacare reduced cancer rates. How? Well, they plan to redefine the word cancer to exclude a bunch of tumors that were always previously considered cancerous. That way, when future statistics are released, it will look like Obamacare had a miraculous beneficial effect on cancer. See what I mean by deceitful? Other twisted redefinitions on display this week include the term balanced budget, which Democrats have redefined to mean any budget they invent that looks like maybe, just possibly, it might achieve a near approximation of being in balance somewhere down the road, even distantly down the road, like 10 years from now. Our president's favorite redefinition involves the phrase law of the land, which he elevates to being something akin to engraved stone tablets Moses brought down from the mountain when it comes to Obamacare, but something lower than a scribbled notion in a suggestion box when it comes to the House of Representatives' constitutional authority to decide how the federal government spends money. Give the president credit for thinking big. Most liberals only manage to twist a meaning once, but he redefines the same phrase two different ways. What a guy. Next time John Boehner trots over to the White House to negotiate, maybe he should take a dictionary, an English to Democrat translation dictionary. That's today's dose of common sense.